USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are feeling the financial strain going into the holiday season due to inflation. A recent poll from financial services company LendingClub found 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, an increase from the 56% who said the same last year. The survey also found 59% of those individuals had issues paying their monthly bills and saw significant price increases for their utility bills over the last year. Existing home sales are falling for the ninth straight month. The National Association of Realtors says they dropped nearly 6% in October. Higher interest rates and surging inflation are keeping many buyers on the sidelines. With the start of the holiday shopping season arriving after Thanksgiving, increased precautions are necessary. Chicago Police Superintendent David O. Brown expresses his hopes for individuals to feel safe this holiday season at a press conference in Chicago.
I want residents and visitors to enjoy this city and to enjoy the holiday season together and know that our police officers, Chicago Police Department's police officers, will be visible and present.
Superintendent Brown is implementing measures such as having police cars riding bus routes, increased and more visible officers in downtown areas. Meeting with business and labor leaders to discuss the economy on Friday, President Biden says his administration's approach is working and that many leaders from abroad agree.
The United States is as well or better positioned than any nation in the world to lead the world on the economy in the years ahead.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing a special counsel to determine whether former President Donald Trump should face charges stemming from Justice Department probes. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Idaho authorities are on the lookout for the suspect that stabbed four University of Idaho students to death Sunday. Tanner McLean is a student at the university and knew the victims. He's remembering them for their friendly personalities on Fox News.
All four of them truly touched countless students on campus, the lives of countless students. They're each, you know, social butterflies, would always be saying hi to them out around campus or off campus.
Talks are leaking out of Russia regarding a possible prisoner exchange.
Russian media is reporting a prisoner swap could be in the works between the United States and Russia. The report quotes a deputy foreign minister saying the potential swap would include the notorious arms trafficker Victor Boot, also known as the Merchant of Death, in exchange for American prisoners, basketball star Brittany Griner, and former Marine Paul Whelan. The deputy foreign minister said he hopes the prospect, quote, not only remains, but is being strengthened, end quote. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A California driver who allegedly slammed into 25 law enforcement cadets deliberately is out of jail. He was released Thursday night, just hours after being arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Apparently, there isn't enough evidence to show a crime was committed on Wednesday when the group was hit while on a training run. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.